we are live. Welcome to Backpass, another episode of Backpass X Balestier Khalsa. Before we start, just a quick note, speedy recovery to the boss man, Mr. Don Darwin, if you're seeing this. Rest well, recover, and we look forward to seeing you again. And on a positive note, a very, very happy birthday to my co-host here, Ras. Ras, how's it like being 40 this year?
Not yet 40. 39.
And I just had to add that.
The birthday was yesterday.
Yesterday, so happy belated birthday to our very, very talented and charismatic older co-host, Ras. Anything for the viewers?
Well,
any
wise
words?
What, for birthday?
For any, you know, in birthdays, you know, you get a little older, you know, you get like...
Nothing much,
yeah?
Once you reach 39, it's like...
It's just another number.
Yeah, like when you called me and when I was celebrating, I was asking what I was doing.
Yeah.
I was shopping for my new house.
That's life.
Yeah, so that's life.
Also, congratulations. Yeah. Very happy birthday to you. And we are joined here today.
Wait, hold on. A message for Darwin as well. Get well soon. And hope to see you soon. I've messaged him privately after finding out what happened, and that's that. And also, today is Darwin's son's birthday, so
yes,
happy birthday to his son.
Happy birthday, Aiden, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, Aiden.
Okay. Happy birthday, Aiden. You know, future superstar, I guess.
Yeah,
you know, probably
future boss.
Future boss, maybe.
Yeah, he's got the personality.
He won't even go into professional football. He would just straight into management, you know.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that's his career path. But then again, we're joined here. I think that's not
one of the most sought after guests.
Yes,
on this show, back
too difficult to get to get him. You know,
we tried once and we got rejected because he had glasses.
But then again, it's Singapore's very own back boy defender
it's just Madu Mohana.
Singapore's very own Madu Mohana, Balestier centre back number 6. Madu, how are you doing?
Hi guys, thanks for having me, and again, happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you.
Hope all is well. It's always great to be here, you know, coming here, talking to the fans, you know, catching up. It's great, and sorry I was a bit busy with school and stuff. I got some time today, and looking forward to the show, and to the viewers who are watching, hello.
Yeah, one of them is your teammate, Daniel. Go say hi guys. Hi Mr. Madu.
Mr. Madu, very formal.
Yeah, very formal.
Very formal.
I think I've got to say that Madu has been at the club now maybe about 1.5 season.
Yeah, my second season with him.
Yeah, how you find the time here at Balestier Khalsa?
Oh, I think it's great, you know, the boys. It's pleasing, you know, every day to see these boys. They are a fun bunch of people to be with, you know, especially Daniel Goh, the joker in the team. He's there, you know, every day to make people laugh. You don't have to try hard, you just have to open his mouth, you know, and we all be laughing. So I think that's great. Training has been great. Backroom staff, everybody, you know, we are doing our best. We are trying it, you know. I think for the viewers who are watching, we are playing a new brand of football, you know, compared to the Balestier years ago. And importantly, we are all enjoying ourselves, you know, in training, in game, during games. Results might not go away, but I think we are actually really enjoying it.
And talking about backroom stuff, how valuable is it to have a legend like Indra Shadan in the backroom stuff?
I think it's good because players look up to him. You know, they give him a lot of respect, and I think when he speaks, younger players tend to listen and learn from him. It's a valuable player, coach for us now. And I hope the strikers pick up one or two things from him.
Have you played against him or been his teammate before?
Younger days, I was actually watching him play. And I if I'm not wrong, maybe 1 or 2 years, I actually got to play not on the same team, but against him. Yeah, but can't really remember because he's actually retiring. So,
All right.
That's a good point when you were starting your career and then it's winding down. But still a great striker. Talking about the season, I know you said new brand of football. Under Peter, where you know I think he came in last season, really made a difference for the whole team.
Yeah.
His presence itself, you know, and his methods, you could see immediately when he took over. But this season so far, what do you reckon? More positive than negatives? Because the brand is there. We see, I mean, everybody sees the team play, they can play. But the results, you know, not going too smooth or not going as expected.
Yeah, actually, very good point there. I think it takes a long time to actually build a brand of football. And Coach Peter came in and I think it's a lot of change for us because we are starting to play football on the ground. So again, like I said, it takes a really long time and all the players have to understand the playing style. So it's good what Coach is doing. So every day, you know, we train on keeping possession. We try to move the ball and not kick it unnecessarily, not pump the ball, just, you know, for the best. Again, with results, it will take time, but I think players are getting a hang of it. Players are starting to understand what the coach wants, what his philosophy. And I think there's more positive, definitely, because I honestly prefer, you know, to play on the ground and keep the possession as much as we can. Because no one likes chasing the ball.
The pumping football,
long balls, yeah. and stuff.
Yeah, again, you know, it's a way of playing. It is a way of playing. It's not a wrong way, but you know, it's more of just keep the ball and you hope for the best.
Not aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, not aesthetically pleasing.
So, also on that note of playing the ball on the ground, does it help that you are now playing at Bishan Stadium?
Yeah, our games are at Bishan, and I think it's good. The field is good, and that's where we can show what we've trained for. You know, like keeping the ball on the ground, playing it well, and yeah, we hope to actually get to train and play on this kind of pitch. You know, I shall not say more.
Do you think playing this kind of expensive football, you know, playing on the ground, looks damn good aesthetically and stuff like that? But do you think you need a lot of confidence to play this kind of football? Because sending the ball long is pretty easy, man. The goalkeeper, you know, send the ball long, win the first header, and you know, see where it goes with the second ball. But you know, playing out from the back, it all starts from the goalkeeper. If he messes up, then the whole structure like falls apart.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you think? Like, confidence play a huge factor in this?
Yes, confidence to a certain extent, but I think the word here is actually composure. You know, players have to be comfortable passing the ball, receiving the ball and playing the ball. And in order for that to work, players have to move, you know, ask one thing, getting into position to win the ball. You know, I think that's kind of hard transitioning from, you know, a team who pumps the ball often. So when players start being hungry for the ball, getting into position, asking, and that's where it'll make it easier, you know. When I get the ball, I need two or three support.
But you always need to have options.
Yes,
when the options are not there, then you like, you know, tend to send the ball long, right? I think we got our first few questions coming in. Oh, Emmerich, how are you doing? Emmerich, one of your centre backs. Hi, batchmate, hashtag 91.
Number 91.
Yeah, same batch as me, you know. We actually were all the way in the same batch. I was from sports school and he wasn't, but I think...
Oh, you're from sports school?
I was from sports school.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you stay in like sports school? You stay in or...?
Yeah, so we stay in. It's pretty much NS, you know, 4 years. 4 years there. Yeah, so M is same batch as me, so we actually met, you know, under 16, under 17.
Nice, that's a good... Lingesh, very, very nice to have you here again. Hi, how are you? And hi, Mandu. No, he corrected it, the next one. Hi, Madhu. Probably a spelling mistake there. So just reading off what Lingesh got to say here. Firstly, I was looking forward to this episode to actually commend you for one action. In DPMM game, when the opponent got red card mistakenly and you were the only one to approach him and comfort him. Real professionalism there from you. Give it up. So that game was quite a life wire game, you know. I felt that it was like
roller coaster
back to back, you know. Brunei DPMM, I think they thought they won the game already, but like, you know, circumstances. But really, is professionalism one of the most like important factor for
what was going through your mind?
I think now that you know Vieira is in play, and there's a lot of decisions made, the right or the wrong one. Right, as players, we are always at the receiving end. You know, I think that situation, he after checking, I think he got back in.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, like as players, we don't know what's going to happen with the VAR check, and I understand that he was very pissed because and speaking to him, he was like, no, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
So I was just telling him, I said, no, we can't do anything because the decision has been made. We just have to wait for the, you know, the final decision. So that's about it. I know I have been in the situation before, you know, many times when there were wrong decisions made against me. And yeah, tempers flare, but maybe it just takes someone to go there and calm you down.
Right. Really, really nice. Good of you to get that done. I know he was pissed. Look at him, he was livid. He was like done, man. He was like, couldn't believe his eyes. Red card. We got one more here, Sailor Fan Talk. Are you guys from like Lion City Sailors?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Hi, how are you? Hello, Legend. Do you think...
Oh, Legend. Yeah. You got that, man.
Hello, Legend. Do you think Ho Wailun has improved a lot in recent years? He seems a lot more involved nowadays. Now that he being the captain as well. So what do you think?
I think Wailun is a great player. You know, he works hard. I think everyone who watches our matches knows that, you know, he's the guy who puts in 150%, he runs the extra mile. And yeah, he's a deserving captain for the team. I think a lot of players look up to him, especially his work ethic and work rate.
Even in training?
Yeah, of course, you know, he trains really hard. He's someone people look up to, you know, the youngsters look at him and like, hey, you see my captain is working so much harder. And I just hope, like, you know, players follow suit and work as hard as he is. And to his question, I think he actually improved a lot, you know, getting involved in the game. Being in the center mid is always difficult. And I think he's a player, like box to box player, we call them. And he gives 150% every game, every single game.
And also, I think in the team, normally you would have more than one leader, more than one captain. So who are the other captains in the team now?
I think Jumbo is the other one of them, but he's up top, too far away, you know.
what is he shouting sometimes? He shouts in Japanese or he shouts in English?
Both ways we wouldn't understand. yeah, but he has been...
But he's there, he's vocal.
Yeah. So he has been a captain, and I think sometimes it's frustrating, you know, especially when we start playing on the ground. You know, it's harder for him to get the ball. Because compared to last time when we pump, you know, he gets the ball more. This few games you can see he don't see the ball that much. Then again, you know, to your point, you know, if the keeper loses the ball, even if I lose the ball, and then it frustrates them because the ball doesn't get there at all. So yeah, there's always this shouting here and there, but all is good. You know, this is football. People make mistakes. And yeah, we just need more leaders in the team. People who can stand and actually not score, but actually motivate and get the players to work and recover from their mistakes.
Right. Speaking about that, like, I think you joined the season probably halfway through the season or three quarters through the season last season.
Halfway?
Is it halfway?
Sengano,
yeah. So you probably saw the team some sort playing under Coach Akbar and what they were trying to do, and then what they, you know, like before Peter's era, and you probably saw them, and then when you came in. And then you were with Peter, and then you will see what's actually building up and this season. So, in your opinion, what is the difference, the main difference between last season and this season?
I think everyone could see it. It was the playing style. You know, the playing style was the biggest thing. You know, it's pretty tough to play on the pitch we have here. And I think I had this talk with Akbar before. He tried, you know, to get us to play on the ground. But sometimes you can be the best of players, but you know, the field just doesn't help. Again, you know, people might say it's just an excuse, you know, the field.
No, it is tough. Anybody who says the excuse, go and see the pitch, you know.
So you know, it was pretty tough, and even now, you know, we're trying not to train here because it defeats the purpose. You know, training, we can't do simple things. We can't play out from the back. So yeah, that would be the biggest difference, you know, actually playing the ball on the ground.
Right. Playing the ball, you know, it's like so amazing. It's so easy to talk about it, but when you want to execute this, it is very, very difficult because there are certain blocks around the field that, you know, there's certain like triangles you have to play sometimes, you know. Pretty crazy. We have a next question here from...
That one's actually linked to your next question.
Oh, that's actually linked to my next question. Okay. I'll beat you to that, yeah? But my question is, so you have played a couple of centre-backs already, three centre-backs to be exact, so far this season. Does it somehow affect your consistency or your gameplay or your relationship? Because, you know, all great centre-backs, you know, they have like a pairing, you know, like like a brotherhood with, like, I mean the whole team is there, but you definitely want to have built one relationship, some relationship with your centre back partner. So does it affect your consistency?
For me, I give my best every game. You know, be it, I it doesn't matter who I'm partnering, but yes, of course, the understanding, you know, it's affected if I'm playing with different centre backs every game. But then again, there's injuries. There's a lot of reasons behind the changes there. I would say that yes, there is a bit of a consistency lapse, you know, with me partnering different centre backs every game. Because like I mentioned, the understanding might not be as strong comparing if I partner someone the whole year, you know, and then we understand each other. But again, I have to adapt, you know, as one of the more experienced players, I have to adapt with that. And again, we train, we see each other every day, so I think I shouldn't be using this as an excuse if I don't perform as living my team, because I actually do see them every day, you know. Partnering a game or not, I still train with them the whole game.
And
Even on that point, during training sessions, do you train as a different centre back pairing? Do you go through that kind of routines?
Yeah, so this all depends on the availability of the player and also, you know, injuries and stuff. So because if I'm not there, then, you know, there will be two other pairings. That's football, you know. So again, yeah, it's just getting to understand, getting to know my other centre backs.
Right.
Even let's not only put it centre back, the whole back line actually, you know. I need to be, Fodil is playing now, you know, I need to actually understand how he plays and, you know, what I need to do to help him.
Yes, that's it. But we got a
couple long ones.
Long ones from Gage.
Okay, first one is related to that.
Okay, this next, a bit of constructive criticism, so don't take it too. You don't need to, what is this? You don't need to be answerable, but hear me out, okay? Seems that the weakest link for our team is the defense. You and Emerick Ong are too strong to partner each other, I think. Always rushing out for the ball, need more trust in each other, that needs to be working on. Keep working on it.
So I think what Lingesh is trying to say is, like, probably you guys always want to win the first ball.
Too similar
as a defender. So do you think like two similar defenders can play with each other, or there always needs to be like
a yin and a yang?
Correct. Yeah. Cannot be yin and yang.
No, I feel like it's possible to play with. To have two similar defenders, you know, but it's just that the calming, the understanding. If one rushes the other, what does the other one do?
So it's all about communication.
Yeah, and to linkage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's great. I've seen you a couple of times, and it's perfect that you are actually watching our game. I think it's good, and for you to pick that out, you know, it's amazing because you really pay attention and watch the game. And
also from UK.
From the UK, imagine what that means to
us. And I agree to your point where, you know, people say we are our defense is quite weak. We have been conceding, even for me, you know, I feel like we are conceding too many goals. And we have to work on that really, because we can be scoring 10 goals, but if we concede 11, we're gonna lose in the end.
Correct. So one thing I realized from last season, okay, just speaking about that, the team, they're good going forward, you know, but when we let in one goal, the second goal almost come like immediately.
Yeah.
And then the game will settle. It's always a fast two-goal hit, and then the game will settle. Why is that? Why is that?
Is it like almost like a collapse?
After the first goal, is there like a collapse? What's happening?
Yeah, so I think that's all comes down to focus. You know, after conceding, we have to actually forget about it, look up, and just start playing again. It happens a lot, not only to our team. I think everywhere else it happens, because when once players start looking down, you know, that's where the problem happens. And yeah, I think it's not something to be proud of, because like you said, we have done it a lot of times, you know, conceding two goals in like a span of few minutes. We have to work on that. We have to actually, you know, wake up, you know, slap our face and just wake up.
I don't want you to go around slapping anybody.
I just slap our own face, not slap others.
Also don't want to see you slapping your own face on the field. Okay, and then one more point, Madhu. Sorry, not Tekaning you. Tekaning, if anybody who doesn't know Tekaning is, I don't know,
pressuring.
But using this opportunity to share my thoughts with you, I noticed lots of times in the match you actually end up with the ball
with a crossing
with a crossing opportunity with no resistance from the opponent. More quality crossing from you, bro. I'm sure you're so he points out you're not only like a throwing specialist, bro, you are a crossing specialist. Back in your right back days, I remember when you were playing right back. Yeah, it was really interesting. And maybe you had like a good crosser of the ball. Why don't you do that more often?
Yeah, first of all, I'm a centre back. if I'm there quite often, I think Coach Peter is going to have a talk with me. Yeah, but
Daniel get confused. He's like, "Hey, what is running this?"
And again, you know, I don't want to jeopardize Daniel's position, so I think I'll just leave it there. Yeah, but a good point noted. Yeah, I think it has to be better if I get the opportunity. Definitely.
Are you still working on your throwing set piece
techniques?
I don't have to go. I think it's already perfect.
we
don't do it as much. Looking at our team, we don't have many top players, right. So we don't miss the point of that. Right. But when I'm called upon, of course I can do it.
That's plan B. Speaking about Daniel Goh, my friend, he says, "I admire Madhu." Man, this is some romance going on, man. Tell us about your relationship with Daniel.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Like I said earlier, at the start, Daniel is a joker. So sometimes, I just have to listen to him and it just makes me smile.
That's good to know. Very, very happy to hear from you, Daniel. A Sailor fan talk as well. Ryoya is an absolute superstar, 100% agreed. What I want to know is, in training 1v1, does he beat you more? You pick him. Oh, this is a very sensitive question. Don't worry, whatever you answer, Ryoya will have no idea what you say.
Yeah.
So it's completely safe. So even if you say that no, he doesn't pass me in training, he wouldn't.
I think it's good competition, especially in training, to actually go against a player like Ryoya. But I think he's probably scared to take me on, so he usually passes it before he gets to me.
But he's been a real revelation this season. He's popping up all the goals. I think Jumbo is having a decent season, not really having the goals in him, but he's making himself out of the box.
I think
has popped up with the goals now,
Top scorer.
He's the top scorer for Ballester Khalsa. Very, very pleased for him because there was big talk when he signed for us last season that what he was going to do. But I think he took his time to settle in, and I think Peter's tactics worked for him pretty well. So you see that a real superstar in training as well does things that sometimes you
don't say, "Whoa!" Yeah,
I think he's one of those players who's very technically gifted. He's very comfortable with the ball, and with the style we are playing now, the passing the ball, it actually benefits him because he's receiving ball behind the defenders, he's getting to actually turn and run at them. I think which is great for him, as a player like him, compared to when we kick the ball and then he has to challenge those duels in the air.
Right. That's not his kind of play, I don't think you want to jump up and challenge your lift that to Jumbo. Anik BHS. Hi Madhu, if you can be playing anywhere in the world, where and for which team would you want to playing for and why?
Oh, hi Azizi. I think this guy knows I don't watch football.
That's going to be some fun questions.
I don't really watch football. I don't know much. But to your question, I think
you would play for Manchester United.
No, I would actually love to play in Malaysia.
Again.
Again, yes.
Okay. Which team?
Oh, that's where you're from.
I just came back.
He just came back from there.
Oh, nice. So, not any team in particular, but
maybe JDT or something like that.
Yeah, that would be great. I played there 4 years with Lions Shop and also a bit during my degree similar time, but it's always great to play in Malaysia.
And one more question from Azizi here. Hi Madhu, it's been a while since you scored a goal. Will this season be the season you add to your tally?
I'm also wanting to score, again, centre-back, I only get the
guys, goal. Remember he's a centre-back, yeah? The first question was an assist question, and now it's a goal question. Yeah.
Who was your last goal against and when?
I think I was with Tampines, one of the games, I can't remember. I scored 2 games, 2 goals, something like that. Or the first 3 games, right? Tim, you know?
Tim Ni is in the studio.
Tim Ni is the studio.
He's a walking encyclopedia of
the Singapore football.
Yeah.
So he probably is digging the information out right now.
So it's usually like during corners and this.
So the question is, when do you think you have a good chance of scoring this season?
Yeah, of course, we are attacking more, we're getting more corners. So
depends on the delivery. Right?
Delivery, I think delivery is good. I have actually missed a couple, you know, open hitters. Yeah, I just got to work on it. And soon, Azizi,
that's it. That's answering your question there. And Vishnu Valuri, why do you think we are struggling so much at the national level? There was a time where we went into every regional tournament as one of the favorites. So this is a national team question. Just in your opinion, what do you feel, honestly, like, what's going on with the national team?
I think the fact is, right, the neighboring teams, they are all improving.
Right.
You know, they are improving at a faster level than us compared to us. We are lacking this whole development, you know, now that at least the Roy is up. I hope they do something, you know. We have to start young. Let's not look at this. This 5 years or the guys in the national team
in the future.
Let's say if Unleash the Raw asks you for an opinion on what would be the first thing you would change or what would be the first thing you would affect for the Singapore team, what would you do? Or the whole Singapore infrastructure, and they ask you for an opinion and say, by the way, man, what do you think we should do?
I think it's pretty late for us to work on the national team now, you know. We have to start thinking 10 years down the road, you know, and how this is going to happen is actually to develop the kids from young. We need to get them to play football, put them in, send them for camps, you know, send them here, send them there. Do I think Sasi Kumar's kid is in Spain, if
right.
I'm not wrong,
yeah.
And I've seen some videos and all, he's doing well, and this is how we develop players overseas. You know, at this age, I'm not too sure how old is he, but, you know, maybe 14, 15.
Yeah.
And you know, he's doing so well there. And these are the players we need, you know, from like overseas coming up.
Perfect. I would think they should also start maybe investing in the local league. And then people can get excited playing for the local teams. And then from there you build up, you have more talent and you build up from there, right? Moving on, Sailors, look at that. It's like we're scrolling down the comments after comments.
We should actually give. Speaking about the national team, we should do our first giveaway.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So
let's see who knows this.
Yeah. So you've got two questions, and the winners, whoever answers these two questions right, will get the Backpass T-shirt. If you've not seen it, you can always look it up on our Facebook and Instagram pages. So the first question is: name Madhu's first SPL or at that time
first S-League.
And the second question is, Madhu has won 2 bronze medals in the SEA Games. Which year were they in?
Okay. So, just to repeat the question, the first question is, which is his first club he ever played for in the S-League? And the second one is, which years did he actually win the SEA Games bronze medal? So, there are 2 years.
Yeah,
if anyone, we're giving out 2 t-shirts. Anyone who knows the answer, you can drop us a comment. Also, while dropping a comment, do like and share the video. More incoming comment coming in. Okay, but we're going to go with this Sailors fan talk first. Everyone knows Daniel Goh is the fastest player in the team.
Okay,
that is...
maybe, is that true?
Controversial.
Okay, very controversial there. And the second fastest is Daniel Goh. That is actually the law of nature. but who is the next fastest after that in Palestine? So, okay, let's give Daniel Goh the fastest. Who do you think is quite fast as well?
I think we have Massa that's pretty quick, you know, with ball, especially, you know, he can run with the ball at a fast speed.
Right.
We have our youngsters, Sukri is also quite fast. Yeah, there's a lot of fast players, just that you don't see them, you only see Daniel Goh.
Daniel Goh must,
that's why you say it's controversial.
Must be smiling, whoever is watching this video, he must be smiling, really happy.
In Hougang,
of course, somewhere there. Daniel, if you're looking at this, got massive fans from the Sailors. From Linkage again, Madhu, I know that although you are not the captain, you are a senior player with big experience, which is plus for a team. That's why I'm asking you, how is Alan Kozar? So, the marquee player we actually signed this season, I feel he is feeling a bit homesick, affecting his performance, and he plans to support him. So the first question is, do you think he's homesick?
No, because for me, you know, I train with him every day. I don't see that. I'm kind of surprised that he says it. Maybe, I don't know, from the way he performs, but I think he's been...
I saw him eating bak kut teh with you guys. So, yeah, I'm like, this guy eating bak kut teh, man.
Yeah,
solid
for that. So, Alan is actually a really nice chap, you know. Coming here, he actually adapted quite fast. And, you know, I have known a lot of foreign players who actually struggle with the food they eat here. But for Alan, I think that's not the case. He kind of gelled in well, you know. He was eating everything. And like you said, we tend to go out for breakfast after morning trainings. And yeah, he joins us. And nice chap, very humble, down-to-earth guy. Trains really hard and... I think he have played well in a lot of games. Maybe I think that's why I'm pretty confused why he's saying that, because I don't know how you see it as homesick. But I know, I think off the pitch, you know, even at training, we don't get the feel from him.
Okay, so another question. Alexo is asking, hi Madhu, how come this season we feel that even though you are performing well, I would say even better than majority of the centre back, but the Japanese coach still didn't call you? Does he not have your number?
First things first, that is a very controversial decision, hiring a Japanese coach for the national team. But then again, did he not call you or did he call you? So what's up?
Because I changed my number.
Oh, okay. So that's it. So he changed his number, so that's why, you know,
yeah.
They haven't...
I think, you know, if it calls me, great, you know, I would love to go back to the
national.
Yeah, of course I would, you know, it's representing the country. Of course, but anyways, if we see someone that's better, then so be it, you know, I can't say much if he gets the call at the end.
Okay, one last one before we continue with our questions. Owayun says, how about send them to Mad Kicks? This is referring to the young kids that you're talking about.
Yeah, actually, you know, I do have some kids who are pretty good, actually, you know. And my goal for Mad Kicks is actually to train them properly, you know. I'm doing one-on-one and I get the whole hour with them. And yeah, I hope, you know, I can actually get some of them to be in the national team or even the national setup in the coming years.
Would you be very proud of a proud father? That's the guy.
Yeah, of course, you know, as a coach, you see your player, you know,
yeah,
making it. I think for any coach, that would be a problem.
Okay, so it's been a long break since our last match. What have you been up to in terms of maintaining your fitness and also downtime, your leisure time?
Yeah, so it was a break for you guys, you know, just watching, but not for us. We are still training every day, you know, training is quite normal. So I think not much difference, only when we speak about games, you know, we didn't have a game in 3 weeks, but then again, you know, everyone's putting in the effort, and actually it's harder to play when there's to train when there's a break, you know, because the intensity gets higher. Yeah, so I think fitness-wise, we all should be fine.
Okay, so no, nothing much is done during the downtime?
Yeah, nothing much. It's not like, you know, we had a
like
big break,
nothing,
so we have been training every day.
Okay.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, so back to the question, actually it's answered. The questions have been answered. So Sailor Fantop has said Young Lions, which is correct. That's
okay, so he gets one.
King.
He gets one. Azizi.
He's too late.
Yeah, you're a bit too late, but you got the second one right. The 2 years that he did win were...
Is that right?
2009 and
2009.
Yes, correct. That's right.
Okay, so...
He got in his size... Z, can you just put down your size there?
Azizi, we will...
Sailor Fan Talk and Azizi will get in touch with you.
Yeah.
Vishnu is asking, thoughts on VAR in the league?
Yeah, I think it's a really good question, because a lot of people want to hear from players. It's good, I would say, you know, it's great, because... sometimes the referee can't see it, even players can't see it. Coaches, you know, from the outside, we can't see it. And VAR actually assists, helps the referee. I feel that it's good, because it makes the games fair. But the only problem is it sometimes takes too long. You know, and it annoys players, because, you know, we are really tired playing 90 minutes and now it's 110 minutes. You know, that's the only downside of VAR. I'm not sure how they can do it, make it faster, but Again, I have no issues with VR because I think it's clear. It's clear. You did it. You don't need to, you know, in the chat.
Okay, Hyrule is asking a very interesting question. Madhu, are you married?
Oh, no.
Why do you have to know Hyrule? You should know this.
Hyrule, you play with him week in, week out. Is there something you have a conversation?
I think there's something here. There's something.
Something coming up.
Vishnu is asking, why men kick so easy? What do you mean?
So, Vishnu is actually one of my clients.
I was
actually with him earlier.
Oh, right.
So, he had
the training, man.
Yeah, he had a hard time. And right. Should, you know the, those keyboard warriors?
Yeah. I know Vishnu professionally as well. He's played my lead before. Sailor Fentop is asking, advertisement to show credit to Coach Madhu. He's a fantastic coach. I used to be a hopeless footballer before I joined Mad Kicks. Now I'm less hopeless. Great coach with great personality. This also your...
Yeah, so I actually know this guy. Yeah, he's also one of my clients.
What's his name? What's his real name?
Eddie.
Oh, Eddie.
I think you guys know him.
Yeah,
he
mentioned
your name before. He does... Sailor. He's a big fan of Sailor. So, but you know, he ended up choosing a Ballester player to be his coach.
We all know.
But hey, man, you're looking from hopeless to less hopeless. That's a barrier to break. Already.
That's nice, man. Okay, so we're playing against high-flying Tampines Rovers next. Mm. What do you think we need to do to get something out of this game?
Whatever we do, you know, we listen to what Peter has to say. We will definitely stick to what we are training for. Like I mentioned, the philosophy of our football now is to keep the ball, play the ball on the ground. So, and yeah, we know Tampines does that and does that so well. You know, they've been doing that for the past 5-6 years. And it's going to be a really tough game. I think with two teams that are trying to play on the ground, you know, it's going to be hard. Then again, we have to face them, you know. It's a season. We see them 3 times a year. And yeah, I think we just have to try our best, and the hungrier team will probably take the 3 points.
Just a quick question here. Do you think Boris Kopitovic is the best striker in the league right now?
Yes, I would say so. I think I played against him. I played with him before for 2 years. Humble fella, very nice guy. I think he's very smart when he uses his body. You know, not many defenders can even, including myself, you know, when I'm behind him, very tough to see the ball, he turns easily. And so, yeah, he's one of the better ones. He's really up there, and, you know, and chances, he's always in the box. I don't know, somehow he's there. Somehow he will be there. So it's, yeah, I would say he's one of the best defenders. I mean, sorry, the strikers, yeah.
I think he's good enough to play defender as well. Yeah. I think he's physique as well.
Okay, now, on this next question, Tampines Rovers, is this a special match for you, or just any other match for you now?
It's just another match, you know, playing, if you play Tampines, you play Albirex, Young Lions, Hougang, every game is important, you know, I don't see it as, you know, a game that I have to play, give 110%, you know, every game is supposed to be like that, you know, you're supposed to challenge yourself, you're supposed to give your 110-120% every game. So I wouldn't say it's something I've been looking forward for, you know, for years or months. Yeah, it's just
from the time the
calendar is just marked there.
You know, fixes, someone fixes have been drawn up to see the calendar.
TR.
But yeah, I think all players should actually look at every game as important, you know. Playing the bottom team or the top team, we have to actually look at it game to game and get the 3 points.
Also, tactically, is there any plan to alter the style a bit? Nullify the trend that Tampines have.
This part, I think I'll let the coaches do it. You know, we do have some. You know, we do actually watch their games, and we try to see, you know, where we can benefit or you know, we have to pay more attention to. So I think this one I'll leave it to the background staff. But usually we are well prepared and knowing what we are playing against.
And also, you watched that training earlier.
Yeah, I was just telling them, you know, funny thing, only in Singapore, we were both training in the same pitch.
And they had completely no problem with that. It's
we were both training in the same Sam Wilfred pitch because of the pitch situation in Singapore. Yeah, so they were training before us and we get to watch them only in Singapore.
Okay. Alexo is asking, how come the VR check referee takes 10 minutes, but extra time gives
you 5
minutes.
You need to ask the referee.
You have to ask the referee.
Oh, you ask Madhu, he's asking the same question. Yeah,
you know, even for like...
You wonder as well.
You're like, bro.
Yeah, but you see, if we actually count every minute, we're going to play 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to play 2 hours. Yeah, that's the thing. You got to ask the referee because I myself don't know. Sometimes, yes, I agree with you. You know, it takes so long. But then, you know, for a losing team to actually, you know, you expect 10 minutes, but 5 minutes is given. You know, but the winning thing, they want the opposite.
Yeah.
So, it's very hard to do. And again, you know, if you count every single second that's wasted, we are going to play for a very long time.
Okay. Azizi is very interested to know about marital status. He's asking how come not married.
How come?
Okay, I'll answer to, I saw another question about Madhu got girlfriend.
Yeah.
I will say yes to that. And to
yes.
Azizi, I'm not so sure.
So yeah, Madhu has got a girlfriend, yes. Alex, that's right.
Too bad, man, Alex. Whatever thought you had in your head, I'm sorry, man.
Vishnu is...
Agreed to being single, this guy agreed with me.
I don't think so, right?
Yeah.
He's married now. Is he? Vishnu?
No, Vishnu is married. That's
yeah.
why he's agreeing to me being single because he's in a sad situation.
Okay. Lingesh again. Hey, sorry about the Alan question. Just was a bit concerned if he was homesick. Madhu, I saw another podcast where you mentioned how you actually were training with BKFC without a contract. That showed how focused you were on your career, and I really admire that. I hope you consider a career after playing in the football industry, like a football agent.
Oh.
You have the charm for it. I'm considering the FIFA agent certification. It's not easy, but something you am.
Something you might consider.
I think.
So something, you know, football agent sounds like a good gig.
Yeah, never thought of it, you know, because I'm doing something in my Mad Kicks, I'm coaching, so...
Mad Kicks agency.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, good idea. Lingesh, maybe we can link up and get something, you know.
That's like 5% cut.
And then he's...
Yeah, so to your first part of it, right, yes, I was actually training with Balestier. I spoke to Coach Akbar, and I think he was nice enough to let me come back. He said... you know, keep your match fitness and stuff. And yeah, I was, it wasn't something like I wanted to sign for Balestier. And, you know, I told Coach Agba, I said, you know, I'm not looking to sign for the club. I'm just looking to keep my fitness up. That's about it, yeah.
That's amazing. The story is still amazing. Going there, I just wanted to keep your fitness up and then getting a contract there half the season, then signing for the full season. This year, you know, it's an amazing story. But I just want to go back to Alan Kozar again, that question. I think what Lingesh is trying to say, maybe not homesick, Lingesh, correct me if I'm wrong, but sometimes I do see it as well. He looks like he wants to do everything on the pitch. He's always very busy, or is this just his style of play? Like, he wants to get involved with the plays, the stuff. Because I see him, he goes left, he goes right. I thought only Ho Weiland does this in the pitch. Now we have two midfielders in the centre doing that merry-go-round. So
yeah, I think we were actually missing this sitting center mid last year.
Yeah.
You know, with him it makes our life much easier. When I say our life, it's the defenders, you know. He's the link up for us basically. A lot of good players, I think Kyoga from Tampines, he plays that role also,
yeah.
You know, to get the ball and to distribute it up top. Yes, he looks like he wants to get involved in everything, which is good.
Yeah.
Because it really makes my job easier.
Right. The next one is a bit funny. I'm going to skip Vishnu's one. Peter, he's always watching. It's so, he's asked, left my cap on the desk, Madhu, is that mine?
Yes, coach.
Okay, on that topic on Peter, like, as coach is fine, but as a personality, what kind of personality is he? Because, you know, you see him, nowadays, he's also modeling for Hugo Boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good model.
Yeah, he's a good model. I always tell him he's a good model. He's been stated as Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Comments.
Stunt double.
Stunt double.
Yeah. So what kind of personality is he?
I think he was a player last time, you know, so he actually understands us. You know, being a player.
Player or the player?
Player.
Yeah, his wife might be watching, so
she's like, Peter.
Yeah, so I think he understand, you know, how we train, how we are, and which is a really good thing, because I feel that, you know, I can actually speak to him, and players can actually, you know, speak to him and tell them what's wrong, you know, comparing it to a real coach that, you know, you find it hard to talk. So I think it's easy going in that way, and it's good for us, you know, a team, and the player is not actually, like, you know, scared to speak to the coach.
Just remember to put the cap back.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Peter, we got you, man.
Vishnu was saying, what I mean is Mad Kicks is a really awesome program. Agree with Sailor Fan Talk.
Oh, so many free adverts, you guys.
Azizi is saying, Madhu, last question, to what degree have you actually controlled the course your life has taken, and what steps do you take towards achieving it? These are the kind of questions you would normally ask.
Yeah, this is something that
back to you now.
Yeah, Azizi, I think I've controlled my life pretty well. You know, I did what I can, be with my family and stuff. You know, I've been a footballer for 15 years, so I think I've done a great job, you know, controlling that part of my life. But when it comes to friends, it's a bit hard. You know, like when I got friends like this, this is where the problem happens. They will ask stupid questions. all good. You know, I think I'm looking back at my life. You know, I've been doing what I love.
Right.
You know, not many people can say
yes.
That. You know, I have a job which is also my hobby. I wake up every day kicking balls. You know, not many people can actually say that. And
depends.
I don't see myself sitting in an office, because I've never done that.
You say kicking balls, there's a variation of how you kill the ball. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, and the steps I need to take. First of all, to cut friends like you, you know. So it takes a lot of discipline, you know, to be a footballer. It's not something that's so easy, you know. You train 90 minutes and you can just relax the whole day.
Talking about that also, on friends, have you lost friends over the years because you had to sacrifice maybe going out of them, stuff like that?
I have my clique of friends outside of football. I still kind of meet them, but you know, when you get older, people like him get married and stuck at home. So there's a lot of things, and I think adults, right, we grow up and we don't really have much time. You know, I used to go out often. I used to be here, be there, but now, you know, I don't have much time to myself. I'm taking my degree, I'm doing my coaching, and I'm also playing football, you know. So it's more of just building my life, you know. At this age, I'm still trying to grow, I'm still trying to learn something.
Any best friends in football?
Football, I think I would say Sharil, you know, until today, I still speak to Sharil Isha. Yeah, Daniel Go, no, it's very hard to communicate with him. It's the language barrier.
Alex O is asking a last question from him. Last question to Madhu, have you makan dinner? So he's asking, have you had a dinner?
Oh, not yet. Soon, because you know, the timing for breakfast is always my dinner time.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
What would you like to have for dinner after this? It's not on us, but just asking.
Are you going to buy?
That's why I say it's not on us.
you just put the disclaimer out there before you ask.
We can have dinner together, though.
Not too sure, probably, like, you know, just hawker food.
Okay, Lingesh is asking, why I said agent is because on that podcast you were very passionate about player contracts also. I think I know which podcast.
Yeah, I think I said no, it sounds familiar.
So you know how it feels as a player and how it's best to inform players, especially when they are no longer needed. Any thoughts on how a club must release a player?
So since we are on the topic, you know, I've played for a long time, and I feel that, you know, my first 10, 12 years was just football, go home, sleep, at night, go out, you know. This was my life, honestly. I never thought of upgrading myself. I never thought of actually studying, doing something else. Looking back, it was stupid, because I had the time, you know, and I had the time, and it was just football, nothing else. And I kind of realized it quite late when I reached about 29, 30. I started to see players who ran out of contract. You know, and a lot of players, sad situation in football, you know, they are becoming Grab drivers. I'm nothing against Grab and Panda, but you know, because they don't have the experience working in the office, they tend not to get the job. And a lot of players I speak to, you know, they struggle to get a job outside. So they do freelancing like Grab, Foodpanda, and you know, from being a national player, they are doing that now. And which is kind of sad, because we actually had time in between our days, because we train once or twice a day, we had some time. And we weren't thinking about what's after football. We always thought that football can sustain us for, you know, 40 years. But the fact is it doesn't. And so my advice to players would be, you know, go and there's a lot of things that's given from the government. Example, the skills future. Go and get something. Go and take some cert. We have to actually start looking and planning for your future, because honestly, it won't last you that long. Football won't last you that long. And if
it is a short career, it's like what, 10 years, 15 years maybe. 15 years.
It's not my 15 years.
Okay. Okay. Maybe more than that. 2 years.
So yeah, maybe 35, 36, 37, it could be there. But after that, what's next? Because we must understand, and we have to hit ourselves and make sure we understand this. We don't have the experience people have in the office. So coming out fresh and going into the office, we're going to be the word is screwed, basically.
Yeah. But some players now, I see some players, they have actually ventured out into like insurance business,
housing
estate, real estate business. So that's a viable option. I also saw that, if I'm not wrong, Bahati Kaizan is running some program in FAS or something. Yeah. He's helping players. Is there something that you know about this?
Yeah, so for the insurance and real estate, yeah, it's something, you know, I feel that if you have the time, go and take it.
Yeah.
You know, it's something you can do.
That could be something on the side.
It's just a cert, you know, and then you can do it upstairs. For Bai, yes, actually, he's one of the players who managed to work for FA after football, right? And he was linking up players to help them
move on from football,
and I think he's been doing a good job. I actually spoke to him and did something with him, and through him, so my masterclass. So I think it's good that he's doing that, because players need to understand, like I mentioned, after football, you know, you are by yourself.
Right.
You are by yourself, yeah.
Okay, dinner suggestions from Azizi. Get Odi Mala for dinner. Madhu loves spicy. Alexo is inviting you for dinner. He's asking you to come over to Joo Chiat. Vietnam food, not bad, Madhu. You free, then you let me know. We can go makan.
Real foodie friends, yeah.
Is he your friend? Or you?
Alexo.
Alexo,
don't know
his
name.
He's a fan then. Ah, Razif Arif, one of the coaches here. Assistant coach, right, Razif?
Yeah.
So he's saying, if you were to go back as a 13, 16 years old at sports school, how would you approach it again?
So 13 to 16 years old at that age.
Yeah, fun fact, I was the first batch in sports school, pioneer batch with Safwan. I think at the time, we were training 10 times a week. Really, morning, afternoon, all the way. I spoke to some of the coaches there now. They are not doing that. They are not doing the 10 times.
Isa Halim is a coach there.
And they are not doing that 10 times anymore. They are training way lesser. When the exam, you know, they stop training. And I think that's wrong, because it defeats the purpose of being a sports school. You know, mainstream schools, I think, if I'm not wrong, some of the schools, they train 3-4 times.
Yeah.
And now sports school is doing the same in this exam. What's the point, right? Yeah, so how would I approach it? Like I said, like maybe at the time I would still go, because I came from there and I'm who I am now. But at this time, I wouldn't send. If I have a kid, I wouldn't send them to sports school. Oh my God, I hope no one from there is watching.
Daniel Goh was saying, no, Madhu, I disagree with you. I feel I can get any office job in Singapore with good pay.
You need a good education first.
You probably hire him as admin for Mad Kicks or something.
Yeah.
Lingesh is asking, sorry I asked too many questions, but really wish you the best going forwards. Lastly, currently your biggest challenge player in the league. So, biggest challenge in terms of opposition player.
I would just mention that I think is the best player, Maxime. I think he's...
Maxime Lestien.
Lestien, yeah.
He's having a good season.
I think last year, so I feel that he deserved the player of the year. That guy is insane. You know, I've never seen a player as good as him. Because not only on the ball, but off the ball, you know, I see what he does, and it's crazy, because his vision, and you give him that half a yard, you know, he can make the crosses. I think he's one of the players to look out for. And yeah, I always dread playing against him because there's a few crosses that, you know, I had to really get there to stop it. If not, I'm screwed. And I would say him.
Okay. Daniel Go again. Madhu went to sports school because it's near his place. Am I right, Mr. MM?
Yes.
Is the right answer.
Yes. So Sailor fan, of course, is going to say Maxime Lestienne is the right answer. Madhu ball knowledge 101/100. Math skills.
Okay, so I think we're done with the questions.
Yeah.
Just gonna hide this here. Just a quick rapid fire for you. It's a very simple game. I give you two players' name. You are the manager of the football team. You will keep one and you will sell one.
Wow.
Okay. I know you have no idea what happens outside Singapore. Like, so I'm not gonna go like for it.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep it very local.
Okay.
This could be. We have a surprise guest here, but. So we're going to play this game very simple. You're the manager. This could be past, present, players you have played with or not played with, but you're the manager.
Okay.
Let's put everybody on this one running
okay.
standard. Yeah.
Going
okay.
in positions or?
No, it's okay. Striker, okay? Keep or sell? Indra Shadan or Noah Lamshaw? You can keep one, you can sell one.
So we can be killed or
no? This is a legit question.
You will get
one,
killed.
Sell one.
You gotta be fast, man. It's rapid fire, bro.
Like, what is this? I would say Indra Shadan.
You keep Indra?
I'll keep Indra and I'll sell Alamshar. Alamshar, yes.
Okay, very good. So, foreign players in the local league. Keep one, sell one. Maxime Lestienne or Kyoga Nakamura?
Keep Maxime.
Keep Maxime, okay. And then defenders, okay? Keep Lionel Tan. Lionel Tan and Safwan Baruddin. Keep and sell.
Keep Safwan.
Okay. Center mid. Okay. Haris Harun and Shadan Sulaiman. Keep one, sell one.
Keep Shadan.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty good one. One more. It's a good one. Center mid as well. Isa Halil and Sharil Isha. Keep one, sell one.
Shamil is like a
Isa Ali. Okay,
yeah.
Goalkeeper. Hassan Sani or Lionel Lewis? Keep one, sir. Lionel Lewis in his prime.
Yeah. Hassan Sani.
Okay. And Russ, you have any players you know of?
Hey, come on, man. I'm going to get some calls after this.
Mind of that.
Shall we play Balestier players now?
Yeah, sure. We're all watching.
Okay, so here comes the no hard feelings Balestier players, yeah? Keep one, sell one. Ho Wai Lun or Ryoya?
Wow, that's tough. I would say Wai Lun.
Keep Wai Lun.
Ryoya will understand.
Okay, here we go again. No hard feelings again, best players. Defenders. Fabian or Emery? Keep one, sell one.
Keep Fabian.
Keep Fabian, sell Emery.
Closer to my age.
Okay. Goalkeeper. Hyrule or Kumudan? Mukundan.
Hyrule.
Keep Hyrule. Okay, that's very good. Last one. Okay. Controversial, but last one.
Okay.
Daniel Go. Okay.
Okay, true. I will say the next one.
Daniel Go or Masa?
Keep Masa.
Sell Daniel.
Sell.
Okay.
Sorry, Daniel.
this one last question is really nice.
Who's the best player of your generation?
My age group or
your generation?
My age group, yeah. I would say after myself would be
after yourself. Humble there.
I think Safwan Baruddin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, so that brings us to the end of this episode of Backpass Express in Khalsa. It's been a pleasure having you, Madhu, and also thanks a lot for your support all this while, even during the show, you know, posting some interesting questions for our guests. I think you know how to get behind them, right? You know how to get the needs and the thoughts out of them and to test them. Your questions are really like an exam question.
Sometimes they look at me,
sometimes they look at me like, what is going on here?
Because you know they are always expecting like football questions. So when I ask this guy, I just want to test their knowledge.
Yeah,
it's
a good, good one. Yeah. Alright, so anything to say for the fans coming up against Rovers?
Yeah, our game is on Friday, 7:45. Hope to see you all there. I think it's going to be a good game. And again, thanks guys for having me. I think it's a great platform, you know, to connect with the fans, to hear what I have to say, to hear what you have to say, actually. And yeah, it's great. Thank you, guys.
Where's the game going to be played at?
OTH?
Okay, so the game will be back at OTH. Our Tampines Hub against Tampines Rovers. So, good luck.
All the best.
Yeah, good luck, Tigers.
And for the two winners who won the...
Oh yeah, for the two winners, we'll get in touch with you. I already know one of you personally. And then the other guy, okay, Madhu knows personally, so it's quite easy.
Yeah, just pass us the sizes.
Yeah. Alright, okay, this is us now signing off. Time for dinner. Cheers.
Thank you.